Gotcha, yeah, 26 and County Line, that would put you at pretty far north and all the way east in the county. So where were you when it comes back around to you, when you did that, who were you talking to? You were going to Simplex to Comtech or what? But yeah, we'll definitely get Cliff involved. He's very interested in the whole hospital net game, and he's got some ins there as well, so that's good. And yeah, I look forward to it. You know, it's nice because we're knocking out a lot of the bigger things on the to-do list, and so I feel like I'm slowly starting to see some bandwidth opening up, because this has been a heck of a year. And I know Mike would like to do more repeater crawls and hospital nets, and it's hard to squeeze all that in with all the other stuff that I'm doing, but we're getting there, so that's promising. KEAWUO.
NHWRO. Yeah, Tom, I think that was when you and I doubled up. And the only issue with that location is it's all flat. You couldn't get high. Like, Cliff's got the parking deck for McLaren. And I don't know if we did very good, but I think Cliff said his frequency was off a little bit on that one for the Simplex. But I don't know. I could be talking about a different time. NHWRO. Go ahead, Tom.
KCKGO. Yeah, the last one that I did, or the first one I did, was in my work van when we first started doing the range testing with Simplex. And yeah, the second one we did was just you and me. We tag teamed and just did a couple tests here and there just to see. I mean, we did it on our own accord, kind of thing, and that, you know, that was pretty cool. But now I have a new mobile unit and I have new mag mounts. You know, I got my Larson up there, got my a Diamond, and I got all NMO mounts, and they're all dual banders. So I think I'm doing good there. Plus, I got a high amp output, you know, for my radios being connected. So we are getting there.